Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Murray and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall takes first base on ball 4. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost moves to third. Moses moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. Moses scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Al Benton now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell throws the ball into Boudreaux, who relays the ball to Gordon, who tags Hitchcock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Chapman scores. Fain moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-1 in the game. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up towards third. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn pinch hits for Al Benton. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Weak now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0 for 2 in the game. Brissy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Brissy moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Brissy moves to third. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Murray reaches second base with a double. Easter moves to third. Ray Boone pinch hits for Dick Week. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Bearden now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wall bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 3 in the game. Astroth is walked intentionally. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brissy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. Hitchcock moves to third. Astroth moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Clark reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-4 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Fain reaches second base with a double. Kennedy throws the ball into Murray, who tags Fain trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vallow goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Easter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall juggles the ball. That's an error on Wall. Easter scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 7-1, Athletics. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Gordon moves to third. One out. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Avila reaches second base with a double. Gordon scores. Murray moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Athletics. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.